This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock on the Money podcast, episode 88. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of your hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda, a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent. And we're so grateful you've joined us. Call us right now with your questions, comments, 989-888-ROCK. Check us out on Facebook, in our group, Rock on the Money, or the website at rockonthemoney.com. Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
You know what? I slept through the night for the first time last night in ages.
Awesome. So you're feeling good, aren't you? Feeling better?
Yeah, I kind of feel weird. Like, why? I woke up this morning, I'm like, wow, it's actually morning?
That means everything must be going well for you and...
I guess so. Yeah. Or just pure exhaustion. One or the other. Well,
that's my case. That is finally working.
I know. How old am I now that I wait?
I'm not saying a word. That's on you. I ain't saying nothing. You're a lot younger than I am. So that's all I know. We're doing questions again.
Yeah.
We got some good ones. Let's jump right into this. I like number one. Okay. And you'll know why. Well, one of my recommendations, but number one from Brandy, my husband and I need a new couch because the one we have is literally falling apart. Can you negotiate a cheaper price in a furniture store? What is the best way of approaching getting the price down? You have talked about this, I believe, in Savvy Savings. That's why I included this. I thought we could revisit negotiating because you negotiate everything.
Well, I try.
Yeah, you do. So if you wanted to talk about that, sure. I just made one little quick note about Costco, but yeah.
Go ahead. Give your Costco.
Well, plug. It's just my quick thing. I mean, I have not purchased furniture from Costco. I do plan to. They have a standard as far as pricing. And we brought that up during your Savvy Savings that Costco has a rule that their markup is a flat 14%. That is their pricing rule. Okay. It would be a lot different than if you go to the furniture stores, which I think you're getting ready to talk about. But you're getting it close to wholesale, in my opinion. I mean, 14% is not that much higher than the wholesale price. So that's kind of a good place to look for furniture. But why don't you touch on how you do your negotiating and your thoughts about furniture stores? And
it's kind of revisiting. I don't actually go to furniture stores.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, I haven't in like 20 years, but if you are insistent upon going to furniture stores, I would stick to, they usually have a clearance section that are maybe like discontinued floor models or returns that people change their mind on. And those are always marked down and they're usually willing to do an additional discount on those. Or you wait until there's a big sale on furniture. So instead, I look online for furniture and I look for discount codes for furniture. So our sofa, we got a sectional I purchased online and it was delivered. And it was, you know, a fraction of the price of going and buying it in a furniture store. The other option, I do see that Big Lots has great options for furniture. And I know a friend who bought her sectional off of Big Lots and it's really a great quality. In fact, I like hers more than I like mine. So they have very reasonable prices on their furniture as well. So those would be my recommendations for furniture.
Nice. I like that. Have you used Wayfair before?
I have. I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah, what was your experience? I've looked for prices, but I've heard mixed things. I know they're a big advertiser in HGTV.
Yeah.
So they get advertised on a lot of the TV shows there. But.
Yeah, I don't feel like their prices are very competitive, and they don't always have free shipping.
Okay.
And if you need to make a return, you're definitely paying the return shipping.
Ooh, and shipping on things that big.
Yeah. So I'm not a fan.
Gotcha. I see it on each TV. I mean, they have product placements on every TV show.
Yeah, they're always getting the tablet out. I bought from Wayfair before and, you know, had that shipped to me for our projects. But again, if you change your mind, they're not going to waive shipping fees back. So
shipping gets you on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so there you go. There's some ideas. And if you are a member of Costco, when I say they have furniture, I think it's, is it November and July? Twice a year, they have a furniture event. It wouldn't be July. I mean, November, that's Christmas. Anyway, it's twice a year. It's in the Savvy Savings when we did this. But my Costco has had furniture like all the time now.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be 14% markup flat. They don't gouge it any higher than that. So they got nice stuff. I mean, you don't have a big variety. So it's either works or it doesn't. So,
yeah. And the same can be said about Big Lots, right? So,
right.
But it's basic stuff. So, what are you looking for in furniture? If you're looking for something fancy or in exotic colors, then yeah, you're going to be limited to going to a furniture store with those options. But I say why.
Yeah.
Brown, beige, or gray usually cuts it.
And who are you trying to impress? I mean, were you trying to make an HGTV home? Or
I mean, you can only decorate so much. Basic colors and then just add colorful throw pillows.
There you go. I love that. I love that stuff. It's simple.
Yeah.
Anyway, number two.
There you go. Savings tips and design tips all in one.
There you go. Question number two from Julie. Is it true? You're not going to throw another law at me about single stocks with this one, are you? Is it true that I can take $100,000 out of my 401k this year, penalty free due to the pandemic? Yeah. Yeah, you can. They asked if they can, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say if they should.
Right.
But the question was, yes, you can. However.
Yeah.
Don't. Do not touch your 401k as your mom has heard. See, this, once again, this is another episode where we're telling you don't touch your 401k.
Right. So let's dive into this just a little bit.
Yeah, please do.
You can take $100,000 from your 401k. But as Craig said, should you? You would be able to make the withdrawal without the 10% penalty that normally applies for those who are under 59 and a half. Right. But you'd still be on the hook for any income taxes on the amount.
Yep.
It would give you 3 years to pay those taxes and to replace the money you took out. So again, what are you using it for? Are you going to pay it back in 3 years? Can you afford to pay the income taxes on it? Those are all really important questions to ask.
And then in that 3 year period, you're not making money on the money that was in there.
Yeah, there's a huge opportunity.
Which is a huge dent in your potential of $100,000. Because at the rate things have been going, Amanda, I don't know how you've been going, but every 3 or 5 years, I seem to be doubling my money.
I've been doubling my money every 6 to 12 months lately.
Well, I'm excluding what's now, but I mean, previously in normal, well, whatever normal conditions are, but you could potentially miss out at least a 50% gain in those 3 years.
Yeah.
So that 100 could be 150. I don't know.
Yeah. The other thing is, I'm pretty sure it's only limited to people who themselves are diagnosed with coronavirus or whose spouse or dependent has been diagnosed. So it's not, you have to actually qualify for the relief.
Okay. So I read Facebook groups that there are listeners and members of our group that are in other groups and they are telling each other how to get around that.
Mm.
How to qualify. Because yes, you have to qualify. You have to be impacted by COVID-19. So they're teaching everybody how to do it. You know, it's don't do it. You're not impacted. Stop.
It's a hardship distribution. It should absolutely be your last resort.
Right.
A lot of 401k like plan providers, they're going to require that you take a loan from your 401k savings before allowing you to take a hardship withdrawal. And loans are subject to a completely different set of rules altogether. You can take them tax free of taxes if you meet certain requirements, but you can normally borrow up to 50% of your vested account balance or $50,000, whichever is less. So this coronavirus relief package allows you to double that. But if you lose your job with a 401k loan on the books, the amount borrowed is treated like a withdrawal and you're on the hook for the taxes.
There you go.
It should absolutely be your last resort.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Do you want to cash in stock prices that are low right now? No. You're going to lock in your losses.
Guys, you have no idea how much you're impacting your future when you touch that 401k. I mean, that I think that bugs me more than anything. They're trying to live in the now instead of think about what the future is, because the human mind, I don't know how to describe it, but the human mind, you can't see that far out and you just think, not going to worry about it.
Right.
And time is the best thing for investing. Time is what makes the money. If you don't have the money in there and you wait, you can't make up for that. When you hit your 50s, 60s, it's over. Mm-hmm. Well, you keep working or you really downgrade your retirement lifestyle. Right. That's your choice. So.
And I wouldn't count on Social Security.
No.
You know, if certain things go through right now, that money will be depleted by 2023.
Yeah. So we coach, don't depend on Social Security. If it's there, perfect. But we don't include that in our calculations. All right.
I should say as soon as 2023. I mean, things are constantly changing.
Right. Number three. Boy, that was a downer. See, whenever the 401k, whenever this question comes up, everything becomes a downer. It really depresses me because I see people, it's like self-destruction.
Well, especially when you say when you hit 50 or 60, game over. I mean, people are dying then.
But if you think about it, well, you're going to keep working. And now you have to work till 70 or 80. Or you greatly decrease your lifestyle. Because if the money's not there, you can't retire. Well, you can. You're just not going to be living.
You'll be eating cat food, like you mentioned.
You're not going to be doing the traveling. Ago. And you're not going to be, when I say the couple in the separate bathtubs on the hill with the sunset holding hands. Yeah, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
Might be in trash cans. Number three, Joel, what are your guys' thoughts on the Nest thermostat? That's the Google thermostat, Amanda. Does it really save money? Does someone know from experience having owned and used one? So, Amanda, I do not have one, but I have spoken about smart thermostats in the past and how much I had no idea how much money I was going to save by changing over to a smart thermostat. It cost me money to do it. I think you and I have the same brand, Ecobee.
Yeah. Yep, we both have the Ecobee.
Yeah, so I have the one with the stupid Alexa built in, which was a big mistake. I could save $50 by not getting that thing because it's basically disabled now. I swear I was listening in on
I have the one that was cheaper without Alexa.
Yeah, I should have done that. It was kind of nice as I'm walking around. I could tell it to play music. But then the thing would light up like it was listening to me, so I had to disable it.
Yeah, I have my voice controlled through my Wink Hub.
There you go. So I think the question came up because Nest, which is Google Home, just released a brand new version of the Nest thermostat, which is less expensive than the original for $250. The new one's only $129.
Okay.
There is some differences between, but in the basic form, they are the same thing.
Yeah, with the same estimated savings.
Absolutely. They both operate very similarly. You operate through the Home app and it knows when you come and go and all that. The difference is it doesn't have the metal housing. It has a plastic instead. But when sitting on your wall, Amanda, nobody can tell. Nobody can tell the difference.
No one cares.
Another big change is the display. I think it looks cleaner. The $129 one, now if you've seen it. It's very simple. It doesn't have all the colors. The more expensive one has more of an LED screen display like your phone. Mm-hmm. But the new one is actually reflecting off of a projector on the inside. So it's less expensive to build. But it still tells the temperature on there. I mean, it's just not a bunch of fancy colors. It doesn't have the green leaf on there. end of the day, it's the same thing. It costs only $129. Now, my savings have been much more than what they say on that website for the Google, in the Google store. Google store, I think they say 15% savings. I've gotten much higher than that. I mean, it's insane how much it paid for the thermostats in a couple of months.
Easy. Yeah, so they're saying 10 to 12% for cooling costs savings and 15% in heating costs, which is nothing to sneeze at. No, that's a significant amount.
Absolutely. But I was more like 40 to 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would, well, I would just have it turn off. Like I have multi-level, right? So I have a thermostat. I have two zones, one upstairs, down. If nobody's upstairs, why is anything on at all? So I only have it do heating and cooling during sleep time. It shuts off at like 4 or 5 in the morning. So it's already let up. And then it's off all day. You go up there in the middle of the day and in the summer, it's hot upstairs. But nobody's up there. So who cares? So, I mean, I went to that stream, but I saved so much money from that. Of course, it shuts everything off if I'm gone.
Right.
And then the key fob, when you get near the house, it all of a sudden it knows to turn back on and you can program. All, I mean, all that stuff. It does save a ton of money, which is less work on your equipment, which means they last longer and so on and so on.
Yeah.
So I'm a big believer in them. How about, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I love mine. But I honestly don't change it much. I have mine programmed on schedules and it just does, it kicks in. I like it cooler at night when we're sleeping.
Oh, I do too. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that I like it as cool as it gets, but Roscoe does. So, you know, he's in charge.
Yeah, he's in charge.
Whereas I'm freezing and have to throw 3 more layers of blankets on myself.
One thing I did notice on the website.
Maybe that's why I don't sleep so well, because I'm freezing every night.
You're freezing. One thing I did notice on the website.
Freezing at 73 degrees.
Before you buy one of these Nest thermostats, I did notice, if you look at the, do you have it up on your screen, Amanda? I don't have it up. So look further down for compatibility with your current equipment. I did notice that the less expensive one, the one for $129, is not as compatible with equipment as the more expensive one. So before you order one, make sure that your equipment is listed as one of the items that's compatible with. You notice the difference? It says, one says it's less.
Yes, the less expensive one is compatible, works with 85% of systems, and the more expensive one works with 95% of
systems. Yeah, so I'm not sure what that's all about. Just
but if you go on their website, they have a compatibility checker and you can, it's like a help. You can, you know, it'll step you through the steps to figure out if it's compatible.
And let me tell you, it's so easy to install these. It's not difficult to put these on. The Echo Bee had a quick little video, came with the tools and the templates are all right there. It says, take the red wire, put it here. It's super easy. It's not that difficult.
It's very easy. Yeah. It's, you don't have to call an expert.
It's actually, if you've ever done one of the old thermostats, those were complicated. These smart ones are so easy. Yeah, it's fine. I recommend them. I would recommend you do it. You would save a lot of money.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so there you go. But yeah, the brand new ones are only $129. They've come way down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of the Google stuff, personally.
So. And the other thing is, check with your energy provider. Some of them provide rebates through like your power bill company. Some of them provide rebates for the purchase of these smart thermostats.
Yeah. You know, this would make a great Christmas gift, by the way. If somebody doesn't have it, hey, give it to your husband. He gives him something to fool around with. You know, he'll install. He'll think it's great.
Oh, yeah. Husbands love when you gift them with chores.
Yes. Yes. But it's technology. They'll think it's like a toy. Oh, man, I get to install this. And they'll think they're a hero of the house and how much money they save. But you know, these smart things are pretty good. Pretty good gifts. Anyway, the doorbells and all that stuff. I like that stuff. Matter of fact, I got a Google one. I'm getting rid of the what's the popular one?
Ring.
The ring. I hate that ring one. I hate it. I got the Google one, which you would hate.
Yeah, you're all Google, though.
Well, the Google one does facial recognition, which freaks you out.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
It will know who, not, and the video is much clearer. I can't identify people on the ring. I can on the Google one. It's much higher resolution. So you can tell, you can read license plates, you can do all that stuff. You can't do it with the Ring doorbell. So,
lawyer hat here.
Uh-oh.
Make sure you're pointing those cameras only at your own property.
Oh, no, it aims directly straight out to the street.
Yeah, make sure you're not pointing it towards your neighbor's front windows or anything like that, because there are privacy laws.
Let me tell you something. The best thing about, even if your doorbell doesn't work, if you have a video doorbell of any brand, the people will stop coming to your house to sell you stuff.
Yeah.
I have people that will avoid the front of my sidewalk because they see the cameras.
Well, and that's because there's solicitation laws. So then they'd be on record breaking the law.
There you go. I love them. And I say, well, I have lights on everywhere. I'm all about security. I feel very confident about my security.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm all for this. You make me jealous. Stuff.
It's like, I feel like now I need to upgrade my security.
Well, no, if you got these, what's that Wyze Cam? That's my favorite for webcams. They're only $20 a piece. And I got them all over the place. I got them inside, outside, everywhere. And they're $20 a piece. No monthly service charge. Love them.
Very cool.
And just for everyone's record, that's not the only alarm I have. I have multiples.
Yeah. I know.
Paranoid.
You're paranoid.
Well, when you stream on the internet, you have to. Trust me. it's not. Yeah. You want to talk about lawyer hat?
Yeah. Anyway, is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage Realty Connect.
And we have three great questions coming up about Roth IRAs and something about the Air Force. I'm going to throw the military question at you.
Okay.
It's a way of saving money on buying a home. Their tactic. I know you're not going to like it. We'll come back right after this. You listen to Rock on the Money.
Rock stars, Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Check out the website, rockonthemoney.com. And like we said last episode, we have a section about books. So if you think about Christmas gifts, helping people with their money and stuff like that, our favorite books are listed right there. Not our favorite all books about financial. A lot of them are just basic stuff. Some are Dave Ramsey's, and who else we got on there? We got Susie Orman. So we're not just stuck on Ramsey. We have other people on there, and pick the one you like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a wide range of people, but you know what? In a basic form, they're all saying the same thing, just in different ways. It's basic financial literacy. Hey, I got some questions for you.
Okay.
That we can tackle. Here's the first one. This is easy. A quickie. Cindy, I want to open a Roth IRA. And was wondering about recommendations on where to go through.
Oh, that is easy. So we have our three favorite low-cost providers, and that's Schwab, Fidelity, and Vanguard.
And you said you use Fidelity, right?
I have Fidelity for my 401k because that's the provider that my company uses that I work for. And then I have accounts at Schwab separately.
Which one did you say you switched stuff over to and they were super nice and easy? to set up?
Well, both of them are very nice and easy to work with, but I'm mostly with Schwab, and I love their service. I love their online account views.
Yeah.
Better than the Fidelity ones.
And I also have a Schwab through my 457 and 401k, and I also have personal money in there as well. And I love them. And by the way, they also bought out TD Ameritrade, yes, which actually had everyone prefers their platform. And I believe they're supposed to be migrating a lot of those technologies into the Schwab platform, that thinkorswim that you've always heard. Schwab also has a regular bank. I like Schwab.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with Vanguard or Fidelity. They're the ones that are driving the costs down on investing for everybody out there. So I like all three. So,
yeah.
There's the ones that all we coach. So, I would not do anyone else other than those three. Just my opinion. I trust these three, especially Vanguard. Vanguard's very good with their people. I trust them. That was a quickie. Yeah. Simple. I like it. Number five. Here's your military question and realtor question, real estate question. Ready? John says, is it a bad idea that I want to go into the Air Force just in order to use the VA home loans? My plan is to save everything I can if I do serve, live low, and then once I'm out, use my VA home loan to buy a rental. Thoughts? You have talked about VA home loans in the past.
Yeah. So here's your problem, John.
Well, is there a couple problems here or just one?
There's a list. There's a list of problems. So let me start with the most, the least obvious one, probably. VA home loans only apply to homes that you are going to live in. You cannot buy a rental property with a VA home loan. Now, you can buy one that you live in initially for, the first couple of years and then turn it into a rental, but you have to live in it. That's flaw number one in your plan.
Okay.
Second, it's a terrible idea to join the military just to get a home loan. I mean, there are plenty of other low-cost options for loans. You have FHA, there's FDA, options, there are traditional loans, conventional loans that you can get away with a lower down payment. The VA loans are great. They're not all they're cracked up to be, though. Everyone loves the fact that you can do a zero down initiation, but they also have very high initiation fees that they then wrap into your loan. So you're actually paying for things. It's just in your loan. And again, there's a downside to not making a down payment. You have a much higher interest payment over the life of the loan.
And that goes completely against our coaching.
Yeah. So, John, terrible idea. You're going to be committed to the military. I mean, is that what you want to do?
just to get a down payment for a home. I can think of a million other ways of getting a down payment for a home than joining the military.
And
for the military,
what's your time? What's your time frame on this? And you say when you get out, when are you planning to get out? If you join, there's always an initial contract. It's usually around 6 years. Mm. But 6 years from now, you could have a great down payment saved.
And John, just for background, Amanda's married to someone in the military, and thank you for his service. And thank you for being in the service as a military wife as well.
Yeah. Let me continue with my rant.
Go ahead.
So also, if you join the military, you're going to be receiving lower pay than if you stayed in the private sector. So you're losing out on a bunch of money that you could be earning in the private sector just to save a few bucks on a VA home loan. I mean, your plan isn't so flawed.
Yeah.
Sorry, John. I know I'm being harsh.
I don't know what his age. I'm assuming he's really young. He just doesn't realize, or he's getting bad advice. He got that idea from someone.
Yeah.
He just didn't come up with this. He read it somewhere, or someone said, hey, you should do this.
I mean, there are a lot of good reasons to join the military. This just isn't one of them.
And it does say in his question, is it a bad idea I want to go in the Air Force just in order to use the VA home loans? That is his primary reason. No, you shouldn't do it.
I'd say if your plan is to do it because you want to have a debt-free education, that's a great reason.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, your husband is doing all this great IT stuff and all that. He's going to be great in the private sector later.
And when he joined, it was after college, and they paid off all of his student loans.
There you go. And he'll be set up when he finishes military, and then he'll have a great job afterwards. So
yeah, we can't wait for that private money.
Well, IT will be there. It'll always be there. Mm-hmm. Last question. Thank you for answering that, Amanda. I think you hit the two things I wanted to.
Okay.
It was pretty obvious.
So. Good luck, John.
Yeah, good luck. You do.
Keep us posted.
Yeah. But please don't go in the military if that's what your reason is. Please don't do that. Number six, I'm starting on the baby steps. And I got to thinking, Amanda, if I don't have any debt, should I just go straight to baby step three?
Yes.
Okay, so here's. I think you need to look.
Nailed it.
Yeah, you nailed it. Yes, you are correct. Just look at what the baby steps are, because obviously, if one is the initial emergency fund, which is $1,000, number two is pay off all your debts except the mortgage, and then three is build up your fully funded emergency fund. Yeah, if you don't have the debt other than a mortgage, yes, you jump the steps. Absolutely.
Technically, you still start at step one until you get past the $1,000 threshold. But yes, you're on your way to step three.
You are absolutely correct.
Step two.
Now we're on
to
three.
Check that box.
Check the box. Just go in order down through there. And please don't skip number three. Everyone skips three. Not everyone, but a lot of people skip it because it's boring and you feel like you're missing out on investing, and they jump right to investing.
Right.
You need the emergency fund because that keeps you from going back to baby step two. Yeah. I can come up with a ton of examples how skipping three will cause you go back to two, and now you're stuck again.
Yep.
Do not let your car breaking down, your HVAC. I mean, my one unit of two cost $14,000. Luckily, I had the money.
That's Amanda. Crazy.
And that was from Costco and a deal. It would have cost me more than that. I think by the time I got rebates and stuff like that, it was 11. But still, it's $11,000, Amanda.
That makes me sick.
That could have easily went on a credit card. Oh, but see, I knew it was coming. The house was built in 2003, so I've already lived past its point. It was only supposed to be a 10-year unit. So now I have a much better unit, super efficient. You can't even hear the thing run. It's so nice. But it's done. I knew it was coming. I had the money for it. But imagine if I didn't, Amanda.
Talk about that for a second. So you have an AC unit. So people who are renting think that they're going to save a bunch of money by moving into or buying a house and moving in there.
Right.
You know, they look at is the rent payment each month versus the home payment, like the mortgage and escrow and all of that. They're forgetting that a let's just round down, Craig, a $10,000 unit that's only scheduled to last 10 years.
10 to 12 years. Yep.
Yeah. Means that you should be putting $1,000 a year away to save for that known anticipated cost. And that's just one thing with a house. I mean, they need a new roof every 15 to 20 years.
Hold on a second. Let's go through it. This is a brand new house that I purchased. I'm still in. I bought it in 2003. I did replace that roof. That was $15,000. Right. So this house is now, what year is it? Oh, 17 years old. Okay. 2023. Okay. So 17 years, I've replaced the roof, but now I have a 30-year roof, not the builder stock one. That was 15. One AC unit was 12. Let's round it up to $12,000. So it's $2,000 a year just for that. I've already replaced the appliances.
Yeah.
And by the way, my refrigerator sucks. I still got to replace it again. That's a whole nother issue. And I will not get Samsung. So that's another $2,500. All the maintenance, mowing the grass, building a deck on.
I would say it's fair to say you need $4,000 to $5,000 a year set aside for maintenance on your home.
Absolutely.
Do you think that's fair?
Absolutely, because you have to, like you said, roofs have to be replaced. And people will ignore that. And then what happens? It costs more because of all the damage that happens because you don't do all the stuff. So, it's not less expensive. So you're talking
an additional like $420 a month that you should, be putting away.
Right. For many people, renting is actually better.
Yeah. Are you saving more than $400 to $500 a month by moving from rental to a home ownership?
And okay, so if I were to go by the value, how much I've made in since, of course I brought brand new, and that's not the best way to buy a house.
Right.
So if I go,
Yeah, I don't buy new.
Over the last 17 years, just going by a ballpark, what it's worth now and how much I paid for it, I've made $11,000 a year. Over time. But that doesn't include all the interest I've paid, the roof, the HVAC, refrigerator. I guarantee it's not, I'm not really making money if you factor everything in. I'm probably losing
people
money.
People don't understand that interest payments on 30-year mortgages can be hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'm not exaggerating.
Right. So
you should look at the purchase price of your home, and oftentimes the lifetime interest on it is equal to that purchase price.
Absolutely. So you don't make money on the house. What would you say the best way to buy a house is? You buy a house where you can at least make 85% of its current market value?
Oh, I don't know.
I've heard from Dave Ramsey, Clark Howard, they divest a lot of properties. They said most of the money is made on the purchase, not over the time.
Yes.
So if you get the deal up front, 85% of its current value, so already you have 15% equity in it right off the bat.
Yeah.
They always insist, they own a ton of properties. They insist the money is made at the purchase, not over time.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, you do make money over time as well, but that's where you do it for the rental properties. So, yeah, I've heard that multiple times by both of them, and they are very adamant about that. That do your homework on the purchase. But anyway, so.
And that's, unintentionally, that's usually what happens with the homes that I purchase.
There you go. That's why I got to come to you.
Math. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm at 84%.
That's why I got to come to you. You know, because that's a whole new thing I want to get into. And I don't need handholding, but I kind of need handholding.
Okay.
Well,
wash your hands first because it's coronavirus right now.
Good point. I've been coronavirus free up to this point. Are you getting a flu shot?
Yes, it's on my to-do list.
Yeah, I'm going to go to CVS and get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figure that's the best place to get it.
I'm probably going to go to Publix because I see that they're giving a 10% gift card with getting the flu shot there. Not 10%, a $10 one. $10.
And there's your savvy savings, everybody.
That's right.
Wait, do you have to pay for the flu shot?
See who gives you the best.
Do you pay for the flu shot to get that? Or is it free?
No, it's free.
A free flu shot.
If you have insurance, usually it's covered by insurance.
I got it. Yeah, I think I have good health insurance. So I
if
never
you don't
use
have it. Insurance, I think it's like $25.
Oh, still. That's awesome. Yeah. I don't have a Publix. I got a Safeway. They might be doing it.
I'll check. Look around.
See, you got me into the savvy savings thing. You're so good at that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you actually, I think the best part was the second half. Yeah. That was great. All right. Thank you very much, Amanda.
All right.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast at rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.